All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I had to go get a hearing test yesterday, and I go up to the hospital, and I say, okay, get in this booth. And you have to wear a mask in the hospital at all times. You never take it off. And they put these earbud-type things in your ear, and they'll play beeps. And it used to just be one beep. Sorry. And I'm still eating food. You used to just take, hear a beep, and you raise your hand. But now, they go, beep, beep, beep. And then the other ear, beep, beep, beep. And then really low, beep, beep, beep. And then you're just guessing, basically, because it is so low. And they're testing me out to make sure I can do certain physical things on this my new TV show. And so I'm in, but they get so quiet, and you're supposed to really focus. But all I can hear is me breathing into this mask. Like, they didn't think about this test when you had masks on, because it's just, so you can't hear beep, beep, beep. So when I'm holding my breath for 10 minutes, on and on, I'm going, listening, she's like, are you okay? I didn't want them to think I was cheating as I was doing the test, but that was the whole test, me trying to remain oxygen-filled as I was trying to hear what the beeps were. I passed. I don't know how good I did, but she was like, you passed. But we have headphones on every day. But it's just a weird thing. You can't hear. All you hear in a mask is
the breathing. Yeah.
Like Darth Vader. I have an EKG today. Mm.
Mask or no mask?
Well, I'll probably be wearing a mask in the room.
Yeah. But I guess just a machine measures your heart.
I think so. And then I have a scuba lesson next week. So I'm going to go and actually scuba dive. Probably in a pool or something, but I think just learn the equipment. That should be interesting. Hey, Scuba Steve, have you ever been scuba diving?
No, I've never done that at all. I'm terrified of
crap.
Why do you have a scuba name?
Remember, he told us this once.
Yeah, from Big Daddy.
The nickname, snorkeling and all that, but I'm just absolutely petrified of going underneath the surface of the ocean.
All right, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Snorkel Steve.
Yeah. It's a better name.
I should be able to be called Scuba Steve. So more tests today. Today, let's do Flashback Friday. Here we go.
Flashback Friday!
On this day in 2003, Randy Travis had the biggest country song with Three Wooden Crosses.
There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
That's a good one.
Sad.
Yeah, that's a good song. Oof. The biggest pop song is Three Doors Down. I'm here without you, baby.
I'm here without you, baby.
Jam.
But you're still on my own.
And the biggest thing in pop culture on this day in 2003, Newlyweds Nick and Jessica premiered, starring Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. The show did not last, neither did their marriage. Mm-hmm. They announced they were separating in 2005. Here's a clip where Nick Lachey explains what tuna is to Jessica Simpson.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea.
Chicken of the sea is the brand, you know, because a lot of people eat tuna. It's like a lot of people eat chicken, so it's like the chicken of the sea.
Okay, I understand that. I read it wrong.
There you go. And then she got the rep for being dumb mm-hmm. from that show, yeah. which they obviously edited, highly edited, and then chased that down on that show.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she's dumb at all.
She's not.
No. Yeah, she's so dumb, she's counting her... Multi-millions, maybe billions. Probably just high multi-millions.
Oh, really? God, I thought she hit the billion mark, but maybe not.
Maybe her company did, but that doesn't mean she gets all that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mike, see what Jessica Simpson's net worth is. How much?
$200 million.
Oh.
Yeah. Just because a company's valued that and you own the company doesn't mean you own all that.
Right. Okay.
I don't know if she... Well, regardless, she rocks. A grizzly bear in British Columbia, Canada, bit a guy on his groin. The guy's still in the hospital. A man is recovering after being attacked by a grizzly bear in a remote area of BC, Canada. The man and his wife were out mountain biking. I was talking to a guy up in the mountains, and he was like, bears run 40 miles an hour, and they're huge. So you don't really have a shot. Like, if they see you and want you, so I wore bear spray, and I said, so if it runs up to me, he's like, don't squirt it in the face, squirt it at the ground. And you shoot the ground, and it comes up, and the bear it gets it there.
So is bear spray like a pepper spray to a bear, or it's what they want to eat? It's like enticing.
It's like, like a mace pepper spray.
Okay.
Here's what I wanted to eat. I would just throw a bologna sandwich back there. You just always carry around bologna sandwich and toss it.
I didn't know if it was like something to distract them because it's a scent they would love, or if it's something that blinds them in a sense.
That.
Okay.
I think it's basically bear mace. I never got to use it, and he didn't even want to shoot it to show me because you ever been in a room when someone puts out pepper spray?
Yes.
And you're like, ugh. Same kind of thing, I think.
Okay.
There's a story about a lottery lawyer. Lunchbox, you have this one?
Oh, my gosh. You guys all say, oh, when you win the lottery, when you hit it big, first thing you should do is call a lawyer. Well, this lawyer was called the lottery lawyer, and he got all these big jackpot winners, and he scammed them for $107 million.
Wow, he took all their money.
Not all of it, but they, I mean, these are people like that won the Mega Millions, the jackpot's like $1.3 billion, $500 million. And so he was saying, here, you should invest in these companies. And it was really three of his friends that were just taking the money, and he would get kickbacks.
How'd they catch him, do you know?
I believe that he was threatening someone to pay back a loan, and then they investigated him, and boom, there he goes. And all four defendants pleaded not guilty. But he took $107 million from all these lottery winners.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and you guys say, hire a lawyer. Psh, I'm going to the lottery office the next day.
I'm
going
to play the odds.
Yeah, I'm going to hire a lawyer.
Yeah, he's known as the lottery lawyer because he got...
I'm going to play the odds, though, that...
You can
somebody's
find
gonna,
a lawyer that you trust.
Yeah. Here's what's up today. You're going to listen to this podcast because you're here, hopefully. So check it out. It gets good. Darius is on. But I have a Bobbycast up today where Tucker Bethard, who's got a new record out, he named it after his brother who died last December. Remember that bar fight situation?
Terrible. Yeah.
Ugh. So we talked to Tucker Bethard. We talked about the new music releases of the week. We talked to Mike D and Eddie. We do a review of Pop Star, the Andy Samberg movie. Tennille Towns, who got Best New Artist, the ACMs will be on talking about that for a second. So if you love music, that's what the Bobbycast is. It's a real music specialization podcast. Amy, what's on Four Things?
I have Glennon Doyle on this week, so did all four things with her, and she's an author, an activist. But her latest book is Untamed, which if... depending on who you follow on Instagram, you may have seen like a lot of celebrities posting about that book lately. And she's on just talking about all different kinds of things, especially if you're a mom. I think it's a good one for you to listen to. But even if you're not, like it, we talk a lot about feelings and emotions and how to handle life.
Okay. There you go. The guys have four things. Oh, no. Not you don't talk about four.
Sore Losers.
Sore Losers.
Four Things with Amy Brown, and then they have
yeah.
Sore Losers.
What are you guys talking about over there?
We're just talking about the NBA. We got a big announcement with fantasy football coming up, if we're going to do a league this year or not, and if how to get in.
Movie Mike's movie podcast, talking about movies in states. Every state has the most famous movie. And Raymundo will be just randomly tweeting drunk garbage mostly the weekend.
No. Going to be a pretty tame weekend. But
do you want to come play basketball Saturday?
Yeah, sure.
We play a shooting game. I mean, if you're going to be tame, I mean, I trust you. You're not coroned.
I might need to dust off my basketball shoes.
Okay. Scuba plays.
Dang.
Yeah, bro. I haven't played in years.
It's a shooting. I'll hit you up after the show.
All right.
All right. That's what's up. Here you go. Enjoy the show. Bye, guys.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go! Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody's having a nice morning so far, or if you're here on the podcast, a great day. I will start the show by addressing this. I didn't think it would need addressing, but American Idol announced that they were coming back and that Luke, Katie, Lionel, and Ryan Seacrest were all back. And so there was a big story yesterday. It says, however, it is still to be determined whether in-house mentor Bobby Bones will be back part of the fourth season, because I was not part of the announcement. And so I think people want some scandal. The only part of the story, I guess, that I haven't said till recently is that my show that I'm doing now, it's a travel show on the National Geographic Channel, is we're taping, but we should have started taping 2 months ago because of COVID, right? But COVID kept delaying it. So now we're 2 months behind trying to fit in these shoots, and I don't know if I can balance both shows. So therefore, I don't know if I'm going to be on American Idol or not, honestly. But that's it. Like, we're shooting until February, when we should have been done by November, originally.
Yeah, so it kind of got...
And Idol starts shooting, for me, would have started shooting in September, October. So that's it. There is no big drama. I wish there was. I'd have loved to come on here with some drama. And
like?
Been like, Lionel Richie spit in my face. No, he's the nicest guy ever. I have nothing bad to say about anybody on that show.
You're the dad of Katy Perry's baby.
I didn't say that.
That would be scandal.
It would be scandal, big scandal.
Yeah, Orlando would probably be like, you can't work with him anymore. Mm-hmm. Get him off the show.
None of that's true. Okay. There is no scandal. There's no, everything is great happening in American Idol. I hope that we find a way that I can be part of the show. But if not, all good, because my goal was to have my own show anyway. So there's that. There's no scandal. Everybody stop hitting me on DM. All you news blogs, stop messaging me. It's right here. Horse's mouth, right?
Yep.
All right. Something else I wanted to mention is Eric Paisley has a new video out. It's for this song called Nice Guy. Don't be to be a nice guy in a bad guy world. And he reached out to me, he said, hey, I'm looking for like some of my nicest friends to be a part of the video. Because the whole thing, Eric Paisley has been criticized for being too nice. Like, man, you're just too nice all the time. Like, you need an edge. And he's like, all right. So he did this song, and then there's a video with people that he said were super nice. So we're doing funny stuff. So it's me, Charles Esten, Deacon from Nashville, Brad Paisley, Maddie and Tay. And so we're making cameos in and out going, you know what? We're tired of being nice guys.
Oh, cute.
So if you want to look at that video, it's probably up on Eric Paisley's socials, or you can search it on YouTube. But it's called Nice Guy.
Love that.
Yeah, it's a cool video. I was pretty honored that he reached out, wanted me to do that. There's a law now where pet owners are forced to take their dog on 2 walks a day. This is a German law. And some of the dog owners are mad and some aren't. Listen, I love it. There are no rules about how long you have to go out and walk. You just have to get your dog out and walk them.
I mean, but honestly, I don't walk my dog twice a day some days.
I would also think if you have a backyard that your dog can go do, that's the same thing.
Okay.
But some people just don't take, they think their dog's a toy and they don't give them any exercise and the dogs are miserable. I struggled with that when I had a condo here.
Yeah. How do they monitor?
Well, so the country's agriculture minister announced that she will introduce legislation requiring that man's best friend gets at least 2 30-minute walks daily.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah. I bet you they do that and just hope people do 10.
Okay. I'm just curious how they're going to enforce this. We'll see. Bring that here.
Maybe listen, they could do an app.
Like a, that's,
but then I would feel like, then I'd feel like they were tracking me and this was all a, but I love the idea. I don't know how they're getting into the specifics, but I do think, and I have, you know, a lot of folks that don't give their dog the proper care it needs by getting it out.
We need that law here just for humans.
Where you have to get yourself out on a walk.
I would love to be forced to go on a 30-minute walk twice a day myself.
The big debate at my house with the dog, my dog is Stanley, he's a bulldog, is that do we feed him twice a day or 3 times a day? And so I'm a big believer in, I remember to feed him when I eat. Because I eat breakfast, give him a little cup. I eat lunch, give him a little cup. I eat dinner, give him a little cup.
But because of our schedule, you're home at lunch. A lot of people are not.
But this isn't arguing about me. This is an argument about our dog.
I know,
I'm not arguing about the dogs everywhere.
Okay.
This is an inner house argument about how many times a week we feed our dog, our day. And so she's in the camp of we do 1.5 in the morning, 1.5 at night.
I support that.
Why? The poor guy, he always wants food too. Like he always wants food.
If
it's the same amount of food, but I'm giving him the same amount of food and it's making him happier more times. And it makes him sleep too because he eats and just goes right to sleep. I can't see a negative in 3 times. Talk me out of it.
Well, in case one of y'all is not there for lunch
one day. He's always fed.
Right. But I think that means someone always has to be there around lunchtime, which most people are home in the morning and most people are home in the evening. So breakfast, dinner time, easy.
Somebody's
That's
always
my
there.
Case.
Not worried about it.
Okay. Well, if somebody's dog's always in. There, then I guess your dog doesn't have a problem. But for most people, I would think
But
one
I'm
and
not
a half-
arguing for most people. This is just simply a me thing with my dog. And this is the debate we're having in the house.
Oh. Well, did she show you the little thing I got, y'all?
She mentioned you got us something?
Yeah, it only has the option for AM and PM. That's probably why I'm fighting for it.
Oh, it's the dog's been fed button?
Yes. And it doesn't have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It has morning, night. So that's what we think it should be, me and Caitlin.
Do you have this for your kids or what?
I bought one for my house because remember we over-medicated our dog and overfed her and the medicine scared me because we didn't know she had been fed and given her meds. So I found that on Amazon and when I ordered one, I just ordered 2 because I knew you and Caitlin had the same problem of not knowing whether or not Stanley had always been fed and sometimes Stanley was getting overfed. So I thought, oh, well, but that's the only one I could find that was easy to use and looked okay.
Well, he loves to be overfed.
Well,
now, he cannot get enough of being overfed. He's a big old fat bulldog.
Then you keep doing you.
We will.
Okay.
I definitely will.
We will.
When this show is over, it's all online. You can stream it, all hours of it. Just search for The Bobby Bones Show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And also, I have a music podcast that comes out every Friday. It's a secondary show.
We talk about all the music releases, play clips. Tucker Bethard will be on this Bobbycast. Lillian Cunningham, who does the presidential podcast, will be on my podcast talking about some crazy stuff from president's history. One president knocks a young girl up during office.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Crazy.
Okay.
But it's mostly a music podcast, and then we also bring on some podcasts that I like. So check that out. And then Eddie, Mike D, and I are all reviewing Popstar, the Andy Samberg music movie. So check out the Bobbycast, too. Let's go over to Amy. Let's get Fun Fact Friday going.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
We got five of these, counting down to the most fun fact of the day. Let's start with number five.
Number five.
So pineapples were such a major status symbol in Europe in the 1700s that you could rent one to take it to a party. And if you were to like do the math on what a pineapple would cost then in today's dollars, $8,000.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess they were pretty rare.
Because
back then.
Maybe in places that weren't tropical, period, they were just hard to get them in.
Yeah, it was probably like, whoa, it's got your hands on a pineapple.
Feels like that Rent the Runway place where you can rent really expensive clothes and then.
Because you're only going to wear it once anyway. Rent the Runway is genius.
Yeah. Wow. All right, here we go.
Number four.
And another one on food, Doritos. Do you know what that means in Spanish?
Dorito. Dorito.
I had no idea it was a Spanish word.
What is it?
It means something.
What is it?
No, it means little golden things. And it started when they launched in 1966. They were just a plain corn tortilla chip, but they were little golden things. And then they decided to add the nacho cheese powder in 1972.
And then what about Montana?
Doritos.
Montana.
Montana is little mountains or big mountains.
Mountain.
Or the mountains.
Mountains.
Okay. Montana.
All right. Number three.
Number three.
Pigeons have an incredible ability to remember human faces. In fact, if you chase one or feed one, even just once, that pigeon will remember you in the future. So you better be nice to it.
You create some pretty cool alliances then.
You could.
Look out for some pigeons early and then just create your super team.
Yeah. Or if they go to the bathroom on you, you might think, oh man, did I do something to that pigeon?
Number two.
Arnold Schwarzenegger got paid $75,000 for the first Terminator movie. And then for the second one, $15 million. Mm. And that was just, you know, the second installment, not even like way down the line.
But the first one was so successful
that he went up in value, for sure. So just a note to self, reevaluate.
Your most fun fact, ladies and gentlemen.
Number one.
The MySpace co-founder, Tom. He was the subject of one of the largest FBI raids in California history after he hacked into a Chase bank computer system simply to show his friends that he could do it and how to do it. He wasn't arrested because he was only 14 at the time.
Wow. It was like that kid in Florida recently who got busted for the entire Twitter scheme where they hacked into everybody's account and said, hey, send me some Bitcoin. We'll double it and send it back. And they hacked into all these celebrities and politicians, and they made a ton of Bitcoin money.
Wow.
They ended up getting them. But he was, I think, 14 years old, maybe 16. He was a teenager. Yeah. And I have trouble logging into my TikTok sometimes. That's okay.
No big deal. Can't even check my email.
That's okay. All right, there you go.
Fun Fact Friday.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Lots of new music out today. Country albums dropped include Tim McGraw's Here on Earth, Josh Turner's Country State of Mind, and Tucker Bethard's King. Eli Young Band shared a new version of their song, Saltwater Gospel, with Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, I can feel the power of the saltwater gospel. I'm as close to God as I can get.
Ooh. Lauren Alena released a duet with John Party. It's the title track off her upcoming EP called Getting Over Him. And Brothers Osborne dropped the title track off their new album called Skeletons.
Skeletons in your closet, spitting all over your face. Every little lie stacked so high, can't keep your story straight.
with them all.
And Morgan number two, that's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A three-year-old girl in Wisconsin named Abigail decided to go for a little walk with her dog Peanut. They wandered away from the house. 45 minutes later, they can't find them. Call out the search crew. Hundreds of people show up. Can't find her. 24 hours later, she's found in the woods with Peanut alive.
Wow.
Dehydrated, some bug bites, couple scratches, but all good. And Peanut never left her side.
Isn't that crazy? Like, you wonder if that dog knew what was up. Probably did, right?
Maybe a little, yeah.
Hmm. That is crazy. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Seattle, Washington. A couple woke up at 3 a.m. because they heard someone in their house. And they're like, oh my gosh, what are you doing in our room? Guy runs out the front door. He left his backpack behind with his wallet and ID. But before the police could catch him, he called it and reported it stolen.
Either brilliant or awful. This one was just wasn't good, though.
Yeah, I mean, he tried to get a, you know, he had a roundabout way to try to get away with it. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
So Caitlin told me that the first time we went out, she almost didn't even go. She was like, you know, I was tired. I didn't feel like I was a date. And I was asking my friends, I don't even really know if I should go. And I had no idea. I thought, like me, she was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go meet. And so I didn't know this side of the story. And so I said, hey, I'm going to tell the story on the air. And she's like, well, I should at least be able to give my side of it. So I pulled out my iPhone and I recorded this.
So I just told the story about Caitlin not wanting to come and meet me the first time we went out because you were tired or just not into it. But maybe divine intervention.
Yeah, it wasn't that I wasn't into it. It was just I, one, didn't know it was a date. And two, I was tired. And three, your plans kind of kept changing, which wasn't your fault, but I didn't think it was a date, so I didn't really think it would be that big of a deal not to come when it was pushed back like 2 hours further. But yes, I do believe in divine intervention, but I don't believe that what's meant to be will be. I think we all have free choice, but I do think that because I am strong in my faith and I have constant communication with God, that when my heart or myself was like, oh, I don't really want to go tonight. He keeps pushing the time back. It's just a friend, whatever. I think that God placed it on my heart. Like, no, go. You need to go.
And here
so,
we are.
And here we are. And so I'm.
And I just brought you coffee in bed.
Yes, you did.
Like Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's you, Queen Elizabeth, to me.
Do you guys call it that?
No.
We're like, oh, look who Queen Elizabeth gets their food in bed. She does that to me too. So I had taken her coffee this morning before I left for work. What do you think about that? There.
I love it. I think it's glad that, or I'm glad that she felt that nudge to still go, even though she was maybe thinking of not. Why'd you have to push it 2 hours?
Because we were shooting a show on a To Tell the Truth game show, and I was on there, and they kept extending the show. I don't know. And I was like, hey, can we move it to here? She was like, yeah. I never knew she didn't want to come.
She was like, yeah, but in her head, she's like, forget this.
She's like, I'm tired.
And then God was like, you should go.
Yeah, let me throw a big shout out to the man upstairs for making it happen, you know?
I love it.
You're making it happen. Lunchbox here on the show is a humongous lottery player. And Amy saw a story of somebody that won right near where you were always going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mancheck Road, we've been there all. One million times. Oh. I mean, I went to Menchaca Elementary and boom, a Del Valle resident was in South Austin getting gas, bought a Monopoly scratch-off ticket, won $1 million.
Oh, man.
I mean, think how many times you probably bought lottery
in that store, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's where I lived. Oh, that hurt, breaks my heart. But
or are you just excited for them?
No, I mean, I'm 1% excited for them, 99% crushed for me because that could have been me.
But you haven't probably been to that store in 5 years.
I'm more like probably 7.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, that was probably my home gas station.
We do kind of all have a home station, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was stop and go.
Well, I mean, even now.
Oh.
Isn't there for you?
You don't go to the one convenience store over and over?
It's like if you have to go get gas, like the one place you go?
The last few times I've gone to a different place every time.
Dang, fancy.
No, it's
little
just
a taster.
No, well, I got to tell you, it's when I realize I'm on zero and I'm like, oh, shoot. So I just have to find one. I don't think ahead and just go.
And that person's name who won the ticket wasn't in the news.
Mm-mm.
I would keep my name out of the news,
Holy moly.
It just says Del Valle resident.
Mm-hmm. I would do everything I could to keep my name. You would too, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
It would be Jason Gibble won $1 million.
Your name's not Jason Gibble. That's your prank call name.
And I would take a picture and I'd be like, yeah, I'm rich.
You could say Jason Gibble, then no one would know it was you.
I mean, but I'd put my picture too because I want people to know and be like, when they see me, oh, that's the guy that won the lottery. Oh, that's the lottery winner. How you doing? How you doing? Yeah, that's
I don't think those people are famous. I can't think of one in my head.
Mm-mm, nope, not one.
Can you?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Okay, name
they're
me.
All in his wall at home. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the first season of DeMarcus Family Rules is now on Netflix, and it stars Jay DeMarcus and his family, which he's in Rascal Flatts. And he and his wife, Allison, revealed they have a marriage coach, and he thinks that every married couple should have a marriage coach.
I heard him say this. Here's the thing. Everybody's not rich like you, Jay DeMarcus.
Right. I know. It sounds
Don't you love scary. When people with a lot more money have no idea? Hey, I think everybody should go out and spend 15 grand a year on a marriage coach.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to afford manwich. That's what half America's yelling right now.
Yeah. Well, he thinks that if people have it, it'll help them be aware of how they're communicating with their partner and help out their relationship because sometimes it can just get lost in the mix. And then also they were clarifying about the show. If you're watching it now and you see all the people that are in and out of their house, it was taped before the pandemic.
Oh, I would have assumed that. I guess I would never assume people are just running free and butt wild.
It was filmed last fall.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. Really? We had no idea. I was thinking about this yesterday. Caitlin and I went and had dinner. We were at Olive Garden. And I was like, and I was standing there and all the signs are on the door going, mask, mask, don't come in. We have to, you can't even go into the lobby to wait. They have to come outside and get you one at a time. And I was thinking, will they ever get back to normal?
I don't know.
Not just next year when we're all just crossing our fingers and hoping for a vaccine. But even then, that's not going to be perfect. Will it ever get back to normal? Or is this just somewhat the new normal? It stinks, huh?
You have to accept it.
Yeah. What else?
Well, epidemiologists.
Oh, great. Here we go again. It's another story. I'm not trying to get anybody down. I just had a little moment where I was like, man, are we ever going to get back to normal?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, they're out saying that movie theaters are starting to reopen this weekend, but they advise don't go. You just shouldn't. They couldn't think of one single good idea or why it's a good idea for you to go other than if you really want to see a movie. And if you do have to go, make it touchless. Buy your ticket online. Have it on your phone. Don't let an employee there touch your phone. Go straight to the theater. And then finally,
hold your breath the whole time.
Sit as far away from others as possible, they say.
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, we only try to go out into town or out and once a week. And we usually go to Olive Garden and the great thing and the sad thing is there's never anybody there.
I know.
So I try to do what I can do for the wait staff, but it stinks. But also, again, nobody's breathing on me. That's good.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Always get
super salad.
Sticks.
Yeah. I'll allow one breadstick for myself because I'll eat all of them. But I get.
What if you've been a good boy?
I haven't.
Okay. I don't know why I just said that.
I get the gnocchi.
Oh, I love gnocchi.
Gnocchi's good there. Has a little too much dairy, so Caitlin can't do it really. She gets sick. So I like that. And then I have the Toscana soup. It's really good, too. And then I'll do a salad and have them put a bunch of cheese on it and get extra pepperoncinis in case anybody's wondering my order. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, we are. I saw somebody post on Instagram they ordered your Bobby water from Sonic.
Mm-hmm. At Sonic now I go and I get a Root 44 extra ice because Sonic has the best ice. Ice water. Add the real fruit. I do real cherries. I do real strawberries and lime. You can do it on the app. And then I add Nerds. And the Nerds are just enough to make the water kind of sweet. I'm so much more hydrated in my life. Like, I'm bloated because of water sometimes. It's the best kind of bloated.
That's awesome.
So the Bobby water's right. Don't order that by name. They won't know what you're talking about. But that's what it is. All right.
So speaking of the best kinds of things, I think this is the best kind of election we could have for president. There was a poll that was taken of what celebrity you would like to see as president next. And I'm like, this is the kind of election I want.
No more celebrities for president.
Well, I know, but not Donald Trump. But I wish it was this fun because the highest vote getter for Republicans was Morgan Freeman.
I think he was the highest vote getter on both sides, generally.
Democrats chose Samuel L. Jackson. Independents chose Denzel Washington.
But overall, I think when you factor three of them, Morgan Freeman was the overall winner.
He was, yes.
Why are we picking people that are 100 constantly?
It's like we think this is Eastern culture where the older you are, the more we should get. No, no, no. There's a breaking point where we should start to go, hey, why don't we get something to think
a little sharp? And we don't have to be worried about.
Morgan Freeman's 83 years old, and we'd vote him in tomorrow. You know we would.
The runner-up for Republicans was Judge Judy. How old is she?
Probably 70.
Yeah, Tom Hanks was second place.
77. Judge Judy's 77.
For the Democrats, and then independents, I think we got a youngin', The Rock.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, Rock's on 48. Good. Let's, around 55 to 63 is probably the peak age. That's right when you know enough because you've been around.
Yeah, I agree. Experience.
But you're also still, you're still moving up there pretty good. Like, I like that look. But again.
We just like these old.
Wow. Oh, and Betty White. Number one by. No,
I was like, wait.
Listen, let's pick the oldest celebrity we know.
She actually is on the list. She did get voted in.
I'm sure
but not
she did.
Not high enough.
Betty White's 98. All right, go ahead.
Anyway.
What about Bob Barker? Can we get Bob Barker on the ballot?
I think, didn't he die?
I don't think Bob Barker's dead.
No? Oh, okay, he just retired.
That's my point, though, see?
Hey, don't forget to spay and neuter your pets.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this little restaurant in a small town in Alabama called Bruton. It's near the Florida border, and their menu has no prices, and there's no cash register because no one has to pay for their meals. This husband and wife team, Freddie and Lisa, they wanted to make a no-profit restaurant where all the donations that are made go back into providing food for those that need it. And they just really want anybody to feel comfortable that comes in. So there's this little drop box area when you walk in. And if you have money to give, whether it's change or a few bucks, you drop it in there and then you can get your meal. But literally, if you don't put anything in there, you can still go in there and get a meal.
What's the name of it?
It's called Drexel and Honeybees.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the sign. Drexel and Honeybees Restaurant. Quote, we feed the need. And they're standing out in front of it. That's pretty cool. I mean, good for them. Obviously, big hearts. I wonder, too, what that science experiment is like. And not so much with the people not being able to eat, but do people that come in and do pay, do they give more that equals out they can pay for all?
Yeah, I've wondered that too. A yoga studio near my house, they do donation-based classes every Wednesday. And it's because they want people to love yoga. And if they can't afford it, they still want to be able to come.
But is that also a great business move? Because maybe you found that people give way so much
right.
more that you would.
I've always wondered how much they, if they make money off that class, but similar to this. But I think their goal is, I hope if you're if you have a job and you can buy food, maybe check out Drexel and Honeybees and drop as much as you can in there.
And if you can't, drop by and get some food.
Yeah.
Dang, that's awesome. Drexel and Honeybees. Shout out to you guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Coming up, we'll talk to Darius Rucker. Pretty good friend of mine who, you know, I saw something recently that irritated me about, not that Darius did, but something about Darius. And I'm going to bring that up with them. I feel comfortable enough to do that. So, love Darius. He'll be on in just a few minutes. Now let's go over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
How do cows like to do their shopping?
How do cows like to do their shopping?
From cattle logs.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That was the Morning Corny.
Hey, tomorrow night, on Saturday night, on our Facebook page, you can watch the Grand Ole Opry. It's a show that we do now, and I host it, and I help produce it. There's nobody in the seats in the Grand Ole Opry, and we bring up artists every week. And I'm going to play John Party in a second, but he's one of the acts this week. And so it's John Party, which is great, Pam Tillis, which is super cool, and it's also Runaway June. And it's their first time to play together with Natalie Stovall, who's a new member. And so I was driving yesterday, and I get a call from Naomi from Runaway June. And I'm friends with that group. I'm pretty close to them. Natalie was in my band forever. So, you know, I know them pretty well. She calls. She goes, hey, can I ask you a favor? And I thought it would be, hey, would you mind promoting the Opry or something like that? Which I had no problem doing, but it wasn't. She goes, hey, we're going to do, as one of our songs, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Will you come up and do the Charlie Daniels part? And I was like, oh. And I struggled with it. What do you think I said?
Yes.
Why?
because they're your friends and you're close to Natalie and you're already going to be there because you're hosting the Opry. So,
but what about, I mean, that's a tough song.
Yeah, but you've done it like a lot with the Raging Idiots. So I think that because you feel comfortable with them, you're doing it.
Eddie, what do you think I said?
Oh, 100%. You said absolutely. Me and Natalie have done it 100 times. We're doing it.
Okay. I said no.
Oh.
Why?
Because I don't want it to be about me. Okay. Because if I get up there, and I've played the Opry 20 times or so, so it's not about me getting up and doing something on that stage. But I always go do stand-up comedy or music comedy. And if I get up there, it's just going to be a novelty. And I don't want their shine being taken away. And at first I said yes. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I mean, I know that song at the back of my hand. And then I called him back. I was like, I can't, because I don't want the stories to be Bobby Bones ruins Runaway June's
song. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And by the way, I wouldn't ruin it because I'm pretty good at it, but I would ruin that experience. Like, they're awesome. They don't need me doing that. So I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe Natalie ends up doing it, but I said no. But watch it. They're going to do it tomorrow night, I assume, unless they change their mind. It hurts, though.
Just pick a different song.
No, I think they're going to do that song.
Okay.
Maybe they get Chad Kroeger to do it.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
That version was terrible. So that version gives me nightmares. But John Party's playing it. So be sure to check it out tomorrow night. It's on our Facebook page. Search Bobby Bones Show on Facebook, and they can watch it live, right?
Yep, it'll be right there.
At 8, 7 Central. Two things. The first one is, yesterday I was talking about Culinary and how I couldn't believe that Little Rock was his fifth most streamed song. Blown away by it. So he's coming in next week to play all of his top five songs.
All of them.
Well, I was like, hey, come play. And I said, here's the thing. We were going through the songs. So he's like, yeah, I'll play whatever.
Okay.
So he's going to come in and I'll just call songs out and he'll play them.
Sounds awesome.
I don't know that I've ever met Culinary. I know all of his songs. But yeah, as an update from yesterday's show, Culinary will be in next week. Thursday show or Friday show? Late next week?
It'll be in midweek. So yeah, somewhere around that time frame.
Okay. Also, Amy said she found the cure for a hangover. What is that?
Well, I read about it.
Okay.
It's a drug or an amino acid that was previously used to help treat arthritis and hardening of the arteries. But a study was done that was like, oh, wait a second. While it's helping out with arthritis, it's also getting rid of like nausea, headache, stress, anxiety from drinking too much. So if you've got a hangover, you can take L-cysteine. And I checked Amazon. They have it for sale there. It's just an amino acid that they said eliminates or reduces hangover symptoms.
So did they find this out because some drunk with arthritis was like, I feel great both ways.
I don't know. Yeah, I think something must have happened, and then they decided to do a study on hangovers with it.
That's big if true.
Yeah, L-cysteine.
Not for me. I don't drink. Right. But Lunchbox, are you a hangover guy or not?
I am a non-hangover guy. I don't feel those effects, so I'm good.
Morgan?
Oh, yeah. I get the worst hangovers, and I've actually tried a supplement that is an amino acid, and it works.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I have brutal, brutal hangovers. Like, I will not function the next day.
It also seems like you're not going as hard. Is that because things aren't open?
Yeah. I mean, I'm staying home. I'm just kind of drinking wine and chilling at the house, so those hangovers aren't as bad anymore.
When things open up fully, do you plan to go extra hard to catch up?
I don't know. I don't know if my body is going to be able to take that, but I will be going back out and going to the bars. I do miss them a lot.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Darius Rucker.
Before we put Darius on in like 30 seconds, I'm going to play a clip. This is Darius, his last time performing at the Grand Ole Opry while people were still in the audience. Okay, here you go.
I'll tell y'all a quick story about Bobby Bones. This is crazy. Bobby's first interview when he was 17 years old was me. And like, Bobby's like 40 now and I'm like 65.
So I thought that was a pretty funny moment. I was thinking about that. Darius, who is the first celebrity that you ever met in your life?
Oh, Ric Flair.
Wow, really? The wrestler?
Oh.
Yeah.
How'd that come together?
It was after a wrestling match, and I was in I was a kid, and we were backstage trying to meet him, and he came out, and he was a baby face at the time, so he said hi. It was cool. I'd still freak out about that.
What about when you started to get some notoriety with Hootie? Who was the big first celebrity you were like, holy crap, I can't even believe this person knows who I am?
Goodness, good question. Oh, I know. We were walking through a record label or something, a radio station, and Madonna saw us, and she knew who we were, and I couldn't believe it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Darius Rucker is on. He's got a new song that I love. It's called Beers and Sunshine. We'll play the full thing in a second, but here's a little clip of it now. Beers and sunshine, bonfires in summertime, back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girls driving up a little lighter, cause everybody's down in a... So is this one of the songs that you wrote during the pandemic when Zoom was how everybody was writing songs?
Oh, yeah, we wrote that one, like, right after a couple months of being locked in and started writing a bunch and got with Ross and JT and Josh, and we wrote that one. And it was funny because I never send songs to the label when they're demos, and I sent that one to Brian Wright, and he was like, I think we probably need to cut that as soon as we can. And so we actually had to cut it on Zoom, too. Like, nobody was in the studio because none of the studios were open. And so that was all done over the Internet, everything.
I tell you, one of the cool things, because when I saw you play that song for the first time, or maybe you just texted it to me, I heard it that night, was when you and Clint Black were playing the Opry together. And I'm telling you, one of my, and I get to pinch myself now about, you know, every few months. And one of the cool things was watching you and Clint Black, and Clint play lead guitar on Hold My Hand at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Freaking cool, man.
Man, you know, Clint called, and I'm pretty good friends with him. We called, we were talking about what we were going to do, and he was like, man, you gonna play that Hold My Hand? I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah. I was like, you want to play? He was like, yeah. I was like, go play guitar, man. Take the whole solo. He's like, all right, man. You're Clint Black, dude. Of course you take the whole solo.
And he can still shred, too. Like, he was going hard on the solo.
He can still play. He can still sing. He's still, he's just, Clint's, he's a legend, man. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, after we had finished that show that night, I was talking to Clint on stage. I said, hey, come up to the radio show. And he came up and he sat in the studio and he played a bunch of, and he is so quick. Like, when he comes in the room, if you are not ready to joust with him mentally, don't even try to get in a conversation, because that guy's quick.
It's so funny you said. I had a buddy that came up the other day to visit me, and he was at my Opry induction. He was talking about the same thing. He said, I sat and I said one thing to Clint, and it was on. And I was like, yeah, that he's so fast and so smart, and he's so funny. And so if you're right, man, if you're not ready, don't start with Clint.
I think Clint and Tracy Lawrence both played, too, when you did your St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Darius and Friends. You did that at the Grand Ole Opry. And let me say this. I would always worry, like, is anybody going to make any money? And you guys made $255,000, so congratulations on that.
No, thank you. I was worried, too. I mean, I didn't know what we were going to do. And, you know, we wanted to do something, and I was really surprised. $250,000 is amazing, and I can't thank everybody who supported it enough. Thank you all, man.
Darius Rucker is on with us, about to get into the new song, Beers and Sunshine. But I got a couple things. I saw you tweeted an article, and I couldn't retweet it fast enough. It said, Darius Rucker is one of the most underrated artists in the last 30 years. As soon as it went up, I was retweeting and pulling it down and retweeting it again. Like, when you when you see something like that, how does that make you feel?
Like somebody gets it? I guess. I don't know. You know, I look at my career, and it's been a cool career. It's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun, you know. I don't know if, you know, I guess after that thing with CNN, you know, doing a whole show in the 90s and not mentioning Hootie and the Blowfish, you feel kind of disrespected. So when you see something like that, you know, people are paying attention.
Boy, what a slight that was. Because I watched it too, and everybody knows I was a massive Hootie and the Blowfish fan. But aside from being a massive fan, you also have to look at the data. Like, the literal data of how many records were sold. The fact they left you guys out almost felt to me like it was personal.
For me, it was personal. For me, it was like something that was personal and on purpose. And I can't prove that. I don't know. But, you know, you look at the bands they did mention, these one-hit wonder bands who had one song came and went, and they went out of their way to mention all those guys. And then you watch the whole show and you realize they did not mention Hootie and the Blowfish or the Dave Matthews Band once. The two bands that are still selling tickets, two of the bands that are still selling tickets today, they didn't mention once. And you look at that and you go, that's either a slight on purpose, or the person who did this is a friggin' idiot.
Or they're like a 19-year-old intern has no idea. I wonder, too, when it comes to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because I think without a doubt, you know, the 25 years after you guys put out your first spot, that you should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do you ever think about that?
We won't get in. Not even close. We were eligible last year and did not make the ballot.
I guess I understand the hater mentality of something becoming so successful, because we've seen it through different generations where something becomes so big, you just automatically have to hate it because it's so big and you're not cool if you like something that's super cool. You know, that mentality. Yeah. But eventually that wears off. Eventually, whatever that it kind of goes back to it was before. I will make the prediction that I think you guys will end up making it, because it's going to be one of these that comes back around where everybody goes, man, people were such big jerks to Hootie and the Blowfish for no other reason than they got so successful so fast.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw it with the tour. You know, we won, I think, was it Billboard magazine or Rolling Stone magazine, one of the two, you know, the tour of the year. And it was, you know, we got back together and it was one of the biggest tours in the States of the year. And you know, you look at that and you go, okay, cool. But the, like you say, the lack of respect is what it is. And I hope you're right. I'll be honest with you. If that were to happen, that would be a great day for me. I would be really proud.
All right. I was not planning to talk about all that, but I got a little riled up, Darius. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sitting here.
I saw that.
And I'm angering myself with my own thoughts. This is, well, we're not, I'm not here to be upset. Darius Rucker is on Beers and Sunshine, which, by the way, Darius has got 9 number ones. Any of your hits, if they were like, all right, Darius, we're only going to know you as one country song. What's the song that you look at and go, if you only get to show one person one song from me, this is it?
It would be If I Told You. If I told you.
Why this song?
I didn't write it, and it's probably the most honest song I've ever sung.
That's got to be weird as a songwriter, too, to have a song speak for you so well.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't write it. It feels like a glove.
Oh, I called Shane and said, how could you do that? How could you write my life and not let me be in the room? I mean, you know, it's just crazy. That song is me, and that's the one.
All right. I want to play Beers and Sunshine. I think I need a Xanax. I haven't had one in years. Don't get me going on how Hootie's been slighted or how don't talk bad about Darius. Just like I got my little crew of people that I will protect at all costs.
Thank you, Bobby. And I feel the same about you.
I know you do. I appreciate that. All right. Let's see. Here we're gonna play Beers and Sunshine. Hey, what's happening? When are you gonna put out? Is this the first of something, or what's the deal?
Oh yeah, I'm almost done with my record. I'm more than halfway done. I'll hopefully put it out, you know, early next year. No rush. After the holidays, put it out and see what happens.
All right. Hey, is that a Peaky Blinders shirt you're wearing?
It is a Peaky Blinders shirt.
What do you think about that show? You love it?
It's my favorite show of all time. I've watched it 3 times. I've watched the whole thing 3 times.
Do you know any of the actors or cast?
I'm gonna tell you a story that tells you how great the show is. I don't know any personally, but my favorite actor in the world is Tom Hardy. I just think Tom Hardy is really a special actor. And about season 4, I'm sitting having a beer with my assistant, and we're talking about Peaky Blinders. He goes, "Yeah, man." And I'm talking about Alfie, and he goes, "Yeah, man. You know, Tom Hardy is really good." I was like, "Really? Who's Tom Hardy? I didn't see Tom Hardy in the show." And he said, "Tom Hardy's Alfie." And I run to my phone to look it up, and my favorite character in the show is my favorite actor, and I had no idea for 3 seasons.
And that's how good the show is.
That's how good the show is.
All right. Well, okay. Beers and Sunshine. Darius Rucker. Good to talk to you, my friend. Have a good day, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
Always good to talk to you, Bobby. Take care, man.
All right. See you, Darius.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a waiter in California who was shot because he got a $1,000 tip. Peter Murray was working at Lucille's in Concord, California, and he got the tip from Brian Murphy, who is on TikTok doing the Venmo challenge. It's where people ask their followers on social media to Venmo them as little as 50 cents. And then once they reach a certain amount, they go and they give it to a server. Imagine you're the guy that got lucky. Like that person sat in your chair, now you get $1,000.
Yep.
Man, that's crazy. And so he's like, I can pay rent next month, because he's been struggling because of COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, we went to Olive Garden. We try to go somewhere once a week that we feel safe, because we don't get out often, but went to Olive Garden. And I was looking around, there's nobody in there. Which is good, but also terrible, because I used to be a waiter. And if there's nobody in there, they're not making any money. And there probably aren't as many of them working. Some of them have probably had to get furloughed as a waiter, probably just not put on the schedule. And so, yeah, I bet this was a lifesaver for this guy. Anyway, shout out to everybody that's taking part in that challenge. That was a good story, and that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
These might be the funniest lunchbox prank calls I've heard. He decided to prank stores and use the company's slogan. First off, it's 5-hour energy. And so here is Lunchbox pranking, talking about the energy.
How can I get your call?
Oh, how's it going? Oh my gosh. Okay, so I came in there and it was about 5.5 hours ago. I bought a 5-hour energy drink, and 5.5 hours, and I still got a lot of energy. Like, whoa! Like, I'm talking, it said 5 hours, and we are going on 5 and a half, and I don't know how to make it stop. Woo!
Is there anything I can help you with today?
Yeah, I bought a 5-hour energy drink at your store, and at 5 and a half hours, I am still going crazy! And I want it to stop. How do I make it stop?
Oh. Okay, so he waits 30 minutes, and then he calls back.
Thanks for calling. How can I direct your call?
Oh, yes, it's been 6 hours. I bought a 5-hour energy drink, and that's 6 hours.
This is a place of business. If there's anything that I can't help you with, I'm going to ask that you don't call again, okay? You have a blessed day.
Wait, ma'am.
So he's never able to get any help with his extra energy.
Wow.
Okay. That's the first one. That was funny, huh?
Yes.
Okay. I think this is the best selection I've ever heard. Here he is calling a store about M&Ms, and their slogan is...
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Right. Here we go.
Yes,
ma'am. I got a problem here. See, I bought these M&Ms, right? Mm-hmm. And they say they melt in your mouth, not in your hand. Well, the problem is I held them in my hand and they melted.
Oh, give me 1 second.
They're moving.
I bought some M&Ms, man, and I got a problem because it says they melt in your mouth, not in your hands. Well, I held them in my hand and they melted. So do I get a refund or how does that work?
I get that problem a lot, too, because I got really hot hands.
Yeah, my hands are all sweaty and they're chocolatey, so I just want to know if I get my money back.
Yeah, probably if you go to the front desk.
Okay, can you connect me to the front desk?
Well, like, you'd have to come in.
Oh, I can't talk to someone because I don't want to come in there with a chocolate mess if I'm not going to get my money back.
No, yeah, if you ask, they'll give you your money back.
All right, thank you so much.
No problem.
Can you imagine him going to the store and be like, look, lady, I need a refund. You promised. I've got two more. I've got Pringles and Chick-fil-A. I'm going to play them after this song.
Okay.
Pringles is once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Lunchbox just won't be able to stop popping, and he needs help.
Okay, but I'm trying to figure out what he would say for Chick-fil-A.
What do they say at Chick-fil-A all the time?
My pleasure.
Yeah, it has to do with that.
Okay.
So Lunchbox called a store to talk about Pringles, and their slogan is...
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Right. He's having a problem stopping the popping. Here.
I bought some Pringles. I bought Pringles. And you said, once you pop, you can't stop. And you're not lying. I can't stop. Like, right. Like, I'm eating like canister after canister and I don't know how to make it stop.
All right. I'm not too sure how I can help you with that one.
Well, I bought them at your store and I thought it was just a joke. Like, I thought, oh, okay, yeah, I'll pop and I'll stop. But I can't stop. I mean, I just opened another one. What do I do?
Oh, boy.
Another one. I just opened another one. That was the barbecue flavor.
All right.
How do I stop?
I'm not too sure. Maybe try giving them a call. See if you can stop that.
Do you have their number? I mean, have you ever popped and were you able to stop?
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm going pepperoni pizza flavor. Oh.
Oh. All right, buddy.
Man, I need help. I've only got two canisters left.
I'm not too sure how I can help you.
Well, yeah, you can give me some Pringles.
All righty. I'll see you.
No, see, are you? So you're bringing me Pringles.
You have a good day. Bye-bye.
I need Pringles!
The sound effects in those. What's happening there? Are you guys just playing some sound effect in the
background? Yeah, I just found Pringle sound effects, and I put it, and I just kept playing it over and over.
Oh, I thought Ray was maybe next to the microphone going, like, eating them.
One more. Here's Lunchbox. His goal was to try to get the guy to break and say you're welcome instead of my pleasure, right?
That's it. I just kept asking him question after question and trying to get him to say thank you.
And you're welcome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Chick-fil-A, they always have to say my pleasure. They don't say... You're welcome. Okay, right. Here's Lunchbox trying to break the guy.
Hello, it's a great day at Chick-fil-A. My name is How may I serve you?
Hey, Jason Gibble here, businessman making business deals, trying to get that money. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So, can you tell me what comes in a number one combo?
Number one combo comes with a choice of sides, which usually includes fries, a fruit cup, or a Greek parfait, and a choice of your drink.
Oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Now, my question is, I love lemonade. Do you have sugar-free lemonade?
Yes, we do. It's our diet lemonade.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Now, what kind of oil? Because I heard you use peanut oil to do your chicken nuggets. Is that true?
Yes, sir. So we use refined peanut oil. And then for our fries, we just use regular canola oil.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Is there any other questions that you have?
Yeah, my question is, like... Do you ever say thank you, or do you have to say my pleasure?
It was our company policy to say my pleasure.
I got you. So even when you're at your house, do you tell your parents my pleasure?
Oh, my pleasure is stuck in my head. That's like the only way I can respond.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, my pleasure. Take it easy.
All right, my pleasure.
He tried to get him one on the way out just to see. Just to see. That's funny. Nice work there. Woo-wee. Speaking of food, in just a bit, we're going to do food feud. Today, the food feud will be between the Bloomin' Onion from Outback Steakhouse, right?
Yeah.
And the skillet queso from Chili's.
Oh!
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Food feud coming up in a second.
Are they coming in?
Yeah.
Really?
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you got the thumbs up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Okay.
We don't have a budget for that. Who's paying for that?
It's coming out of my credit card.
Nice. Oh. Scuba. The scuba funds.
Exactly.
Can we donate to it?
I don't think he'd say no.
Okay. I'm okay. I'm fine. Thank you, though.
All right. All right. I just don't feel like you'd have to do that, but okay.
In all this hubbub about me watching Yellowstone, I stopped watching Unsolved Mysteries. I have two more to go. Did you ever finish?
I don't know. I need to go back and look. I guess not.
And I liked it. I thought it was a cool new version of the show. They're like one-hour documentaries, but on mysteries. But they're doing volume 2. That's what reminded me of that. So they're having 6 new episodes. But I got to finish this. We did watch episode 2 of season 3 of Yellowstone. It's just slow.
It picks up.
Season 3 slow. Yeah, Eddie, where are you on Yellowstone?
Man, so I kind of hit a roadblock because I didn't know I had to pay for Peacock. I last night I was like, all right, let's go. Episode 2, season 1. You got to pay $5. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to go back to the crew and ask them, Bobby and Amy, is it worth $5?
You don't have to pay $5 to watch one episode. You can buy one for $2.99 on iTunes and then make your mind up.
So every episode, $3? Bones. I might as well just jump in and do the $5 to get Peacock Premium.
But not if
called.
You don't know if you like it.
I know.
There's probably
I know.
Other shows.
Episode 1 leaves you with a good cliffhanger. I mean, for sure. You guys say it's good, so I think it's worth it. I just want to just ask you guys one more time. Is it worth $5? And I'll just get the Peacock.
You blow so much money on dumb bets. He's betting like Chinese lacrosse. And Bones. Now he's like, should I just go ahead and pay $5 to watch it?
For a whole season.
You know what? You're sounding like my wife right now, Bones.
Listen, I think it's great. I thought I was on free Peacock, but I bought it too. I didn't know I bought the... Yeah, I was like, Peacock rocks. It's free. And I didn't see many commercials.
No. Oh.
And I was like, man, it's great. And then I realized that I'd been paying for it too. I think it's great. But if you're going to do it, hey, Pooper, get off the pot. We've been hearing about you talking about the second episode of the show for a month.
I know. Right. I mean, I'll make that decision tonight. Last night, I'm telling you, I was getting ready to do it. And then I'm like, ooh, $5. Let me take it to the jury one more time.
Not our money, so spend away.
No, Eddie, if this helps you, my 78-year-old dad now endorses Yellowstone.
You're closer to his age than we are.
I mean, okay. If he's into it, he's a good old South Texas boy, like just like you.
Yeah, I know. Your dad and I have a lot in common. We talk a lot whenever I saw him.
Eddie is still at home because he has coronavirus. We'll find out this weekend whether it's positive or negative. Mm-hmm. We may talk on find out on Monday show again like we normally do. But the question is, if he's positive again, isn't it time for him just to come in?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but I don't have to sit by him.
I know, and I don't like to jump into any sort of medical HR stuff.
Right.
Because it's not my job. I come in here, I try to do a show. Scuba, what's your take on Eddie?
So here's the thing, I was just thinking about it. So if the staff is fine with it, the only issue we run into is losing guests coming in studio because they may not be okay with it.
And we have to tell them?
We have to tell them, and they'd be like, I'm not coming in, and so we could lose out on content. Versus Eddie coming in. I'd rather have the guests than Eddie come in at this point.
Well, why don't we?
that's a good point. Yeah, why don't blaming us?
Why don't we talk about this on Monday's show? Okay. Eddie will still be at home. But then we do a secret ballot and we vote yes or no.
That's a funny idea. I like that.
I mean, you can secret ballot all you want, but I'll know who says yes. I can just tell.
Unless it's like a unanimous no.
Well, so it'll be
I mean, yes,
Eddie comes back or no, he stays out. If he's still, that's funny, huh?
I like it. Yeah, like a survivor voting.
Speaking of which, there are more than 2,000 students and 500 teachers in Mississippi in quarantine due to COVID-19.
Man, I hate to hear that.
245 teachers, 200 students have tested positive for the virus. And then 589 and 2,000 have been quarantined. This is going to be what we see for a while until they go. You know what? Shut it down again.
Yeah. My daughter outed us for not taking her temperature one morning. We forgot. I mean, it wasn't a big deal, but the school called us and said, oh, we have your daughter here, and she just said that y'all did not take her temperature this morning.
She told
on
you.
And I was like, okay, daddle-dell.
Wow.
So, I mean, I know she didn't mean to. I don't know how it came up. Maybe they asked her, but I thought she'd be like, yeah. I mean, I get she does. It's not anything to lie about. We just know that they weren't sick, but yeah, we got busted.
Let's rock a food feud before we wrap this segment up.
Yes.
Let's hit it, Raymundo.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Right. Today, we're putting up two famous appetizers. Amy's already looking at it, rubbing her hands together.
Because I know which one I'm choosing.
In the red corner, it's been a menu staple for over 25 years. While there are only two ingredients in the dip, it is not short on flavor.
That's it, two ingredients?
It's a rich, creamy queso combined with their chili. And it's also served with chips and salsa, coming in at 1,430 calories. If you ate the entire thing, you'd have to run for 164 minutes at 6 miles per hour to burn it off. That's right, folks. Give it up for Chili's Skillet Queso! Like, it's beside me here, but I can already taste it's Chili's Skillet Queso.
Mm-hmm.
It's solid. In the blue corner, it's the OG appetizer. This special. It's an onion. It's hand-carved. It's cooked until golden and ready to dip in their spicy signature bloom sauce. Topped with melted Monterey Jack cheddar, bacon, house-made ranch dressing, coming in at 1,900 calories. If you ate the entire thing, you'd have to run for 188 minutes at 6 miles per hour to burn it off. Give it up for the Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion! Now, they're here and pass this around. Do you guys need a refresher or do you just want to eat it after it's done?
I feel like I know my vote, but...
Okay, you go and vote then. I haven't had Bloomin' Onion in a long time, so I'm going to try it while you talk. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just such a queso girl that my vote is going to be the Skillet Queso. Although I'm watching you put that Bloomin' Onion in your mouth and I'm kind of into it.
No double dipping. That's pretty good. Pretty good. I forgot how good it was.
Okay. Mm.
So you're going Skillet Queso Chili's?
I am.
Lunchbox?
Man, those are both just making me like salivate in my mouth.
You
and
like them both? Because I like them both.
I do like them both. I like them both. Golly. But, I mean, if I'm being honest, my taste buds are spitting more on the left side and the Chili's Queso is on the left of me. And that tells me that my vote is going for the Chili's Queso.
All right, we got two Chili's Quesos. Let me open it up and take a little.
Oh.
A little reminder for me.
Why are there two containers?
I think one's salsa, one's...
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And they just send it up both together.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Oh, it looks good, dude.
Mmm. Morgan, what do you got?
This is a no-brainer for me because I go to this place specifically for this thing. I'm going with the OG Team Blue, that Bloomin' Onion,
wow.
Baby.
Wow, wow, wow. Raymundo.
Yeah, there's a really dope Chili's used to be at the mall. I'd take Bay there. It'd be almost a date night, and we always started it with the skillet. The Bloomin' Onion is fine. We go to the Outback, not Australia, but the restaurant, and we enjoy it. But the Skillet Queso is where it's at. That's my vote.
I'm going to go Bloomin' Onion.
Just because?
I like them both a lot.
Yeah.
I forgot.
How amazing.
Eddie, yours, quickly.
All right, this is hard for me because I love Chili's, but I've never really had the Skillet Queso, so give me that Bloomin' Onion.
Wow, we have a tie. Holy crap. I thought Eddie's Mexican. He's picking the queso.
Yeah. No.
Wow, plot twist.
Ooh.
Scuba, you can make the final vote.
Well, that's easy. My favorite of all time is 100% going to be a restaurant my mom and I used to go to a lot, so I have a lot of good memories about it. It is going to be the Bloomin' Onion.
Wow.
Hands down, Bloomin' Onion.
Oh, that's man. Can't believe we lost.
With a come from behind victory, your winner, week 7 champion, the Bloomin' Onion!
Woo!
Wow. Nice. That music pumps you up too to eat more Bloomin' Onion. Yeah. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Amy, what's going on with you this weekend?
Man, just going to be hanging out. My daughter might get to have a little play date, so maybe take Stevenson to do something fun for himself. But I don't know what that means. Probably just getting outside and going somewhere. I mean, what do you do these days with kids?
Does he like to hike in the woods?
He loves to go hiking. But then also, I've got to think of something with my daughter. And she told me the other day, she's like, Mom, nothing's open. It doesn't matter. I'm like, because she doesn't like to go hiking.
Yeah.
I said, well, you want to go get our nails done? Nail salons are open. She's not into that, so no. And then personally, I don't really know that I want to get that done either. So if you have any ideas, send them my way.
Okay, I'll text you. Don't count on it.
I was more so talking to our listeners.
Okay. Caitlin's parents are in town for the weekend.
So fun.
They've never been to Nashville, so there's not, like, Dan, what do you do?
I know, that. But
it's,
y'all.
It's like, trust me, the city's great. But just trust me, because we can't really go into it.
I'm just going to hang out at my house.
But we're going to play golf. I'm going to take them to the Opry. You know, and nobody can really sit in the stands because of social distancing. But there's a place where, like, managers and stuff can come and sit if they're artists. And they're going to get to sit up there.
What a cool experience for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of baller.
It's pretty cool. I'm pretty pumped because it's John Party. It's a great show, too. It's one of my favorite weeks. John Party, Pam Tillis, and Runaway June. And you can watch it on our Facebook page. The whole thing from the Opry. It sounds great. All real great audio. Just go to Bobby Bone Show on Facebook and follow us. And 8 Eastern, 7 Central, you'll be able to watch the Opry live there. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody.
Get your Bobby Bones on. Come on.